Thank you, Jesus. Feel free to stay where you are, just keep enjoying his presence. Just going to talk around you. What a week. I think this week I've experienced every emotion you can think of, which has been fun, it's been joyful, it's been encouraging, it's been sad. It's been terrifying. Just every emotion you can think of, I think I've been through this week. And it's exhausting. And I wasn't meant to be speaking today. But like I do, I tried my best to prepare something yesterday. And I spent about 4 hours just waiting for God to give me a word. And I think I went through... Every emotion I've been through came back, and I went, do I address this one? Because we all suffer from these. Do I address this one? Do I address this? And I just bounced around from one place to another. I thought, this will be really good to share. And then 2 minutes later, no, it's not the right time. And then, of course, finding out it's Pentecost Sunday, which had completely slipped my mind. I just want to call down fire and, you know. And then during the worship, God said, no, that's not your place. I can do that. He said, focus on what we're meant to be focused on in this season, which is his presence. So I'm going to read to you the first 18 verses of Psalm 139. And I know most of you know it by heart, but I'm going to read it anyway. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my laying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. I'm going to stop there. I'm going to read it again in a minute in a different translation. Isn't that wonderful? Whatever we're feeling, whatever emotions we're going through, whatever trials, temptations, encouragements, joys, whatever we're going through, he's there. And sometimes we're in a situation and we just want to run away. Or sometimes we can't feel his presence with us. We're saying, where are you, Lord? He's saying, here, there's nowhere you can go to run from me. There's nowhere you can hide, because his heart is to be with us. And we can't escape him. That's good news. And it made me think, you know, we go through seasons in life, don't we? Where we're good seasons and bad seasons. And it's the same with all the biblical characters. And some seasons we're on fire for the Lord and everything is great. And some seasons we're frustrated because it's not going right. And some seasons we just want to curl up in a ball and hide. He knows all of these things and he's there. And some of those songs we sang this morning, I'm trying to remember what they were because I put them together really quickly. The victory is yours. He's a victorious God, isn't he? Your love knows no end. We can't fathom how much he loves us. And then we have beautiful. So when we just stop and look to him, I see your face in every sunrise. Is beautiful. Beautiful. And then as I thought that, I heard God say, well, he took everything on the cross. Sorry, I felt me say, he took everything on the cross. So actually he wouldn't have been beautiful because he took all our infirmities and things. But he's beautiful. Isn't he? He's just beautiful. Yeah. And then we led into, I just want to be where you are. And that's that response to, it's not, I want to run away and hide anymore. It's, Lord, I just want to be where you are, because everything just melts away, doesn't it, when we're with him. And then we can be thankful, so thankful that he came and he found us.
Amen.
And he's coming again.
Yes.
And thank Iola's getting ready to be the bride. And I was looking around at the back this morning. I just, almost a wedding dress. And Winsome's been to Chelsea, so that shows as well. It will be a lot more stunning. A lot more stunning. You know, and what we go through is nothing new, because when you look at nearly all the Bible characters, they all had seasons in their life, didn't they? Just trying to think of a few. Even Adam and Eve, they had a season in the garden, and they had a season out of the garden, but God was with them. And Moses had a season in Pharaoh's palace, and then he fled to the desert, and God was there waiting for him. And then he came back. Different seasons. And I think almost every, David, you know, he had a season as a shepherd, he had a season in the king's court, he had a season in a cave, running away from the king. But God was always there with him. Never, every situation, there's nowhere we can go to hide from him. And I wanted to read the psalm again in the Passion. Think what you may of the Passion, but some of the language in there just sort of stirs your heart, and it just gives you a different viewpoint on from the nearly infallible version. So in the Passion, Psalm 139, 1 to 18, it says, Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. You perceive every movement of my heart and soul, and you understand my every thought, even before it enters my mind. You are so intimately aware of me, Lord. You read my heart like an open book. You know all the words I'm about to speak before I even start a sentence. You know every step I will take before my journey begins. You've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. Isn't that lovely? We don't know what's in front of us, but we certainly know what's behind us. And in kindness, you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. With your hand of love upon my life, you impart a blessing to me. This is just too wonderful, deep, and incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings me wonder and strength. Where could I go from your spirit? Where could I run and hide from your face? If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I go down to the realm of the dead, you're there too. If I fly with wings into the shining dawn, you're there. If I fly into the radiant sunset, you're there waiting. Wherever I go, your hand will guide me. Your strength will empower me. It's impossible to disappear from you or to ask the darkness to hide me, for your presence is everywhere, bringing light into my night. There is no such thing as darkness with you. The night to you is as bright as day. There's no difference between the two. You formed my innermost being, shaping my delicate inside and my intricate outside, and wove them all together in my mother's womb. I thank you, God, for making me so mysteriously complex. Everything you do is marvelously breathtaking. It simply amazes me to think about it. How thoroughly you know me, Lord. You even formed every bone in my body when you created me in the secret place, carefully, skillfully shaping me from nothing into something. You saw who you created me to be before I became me. Before I'd ever seen the light of day, the number of days you planned for me were already recorded in your book. Every single moment you're thinking of me. How precious and wonderful to consider that you cherish me constantly in your every thought. Oh God, your desires toward me are more than the grains of sand on every shore. When I wake each morning, you're still with me. Isn't that wonderful? Every single moment you're thinking of me. That's how he feels about you today. Every single moment he's thinking about you. And you. And you. Every single moment he's thinking about us. For those times when we think, Lord, why is this happening? Where are you? I can't feel your presence. Why aren't you speaking to me? Every single moment, he's thinking of you. Every single moment. There's nowhere we can go to escape him. So when we ask, Lord, send your presence, I imagine he just laughs because he's right here waiting for us. I know there's a special place, a special presence that you can feel sometimes, but isn't that just us? That's our perception, because he's here all the time. It's really, Lord, let me feel your presence. Let me be aware of you. All the faults are with us, aren't they? I mean, he's here, he's always here. We just need to stop, slow down, and say, Lord, let me be aware of you. Come into my perception. Let me understand. Let me feel. Let me touch. Let me hear. He says, just slow down. Just slow down. Stop what you're doing. Forget about the things that are happening. Just focus on me. Focus on me. I'm thinking of you. He's just added, he's just saying to me, and let me worry about everything else. It's his job to change people. It's his job to change circumstances. It's his job to send his fire down at the right time, the right place. And if he needs our help, he'll certainly let us know if we're listening. He loves partnering with us, doesn't he? He loves us to go. He did say go. So we can't just sit around and gaze upon him endlessly. Although Mary was credited for doing that. There is a time and place where we can do that. There is a time and place where we have to go as well and be obedient. Because, as we sang, isn't it? I just want to be where you are. I mean, he's everywhere. But sometimes he moves. And we need to see where he's moving. Doesn't make sense, does it? He's everywhere, but sometimes he moves. I know what I mean. Thank you, Lord. I just pray that my ears hear what you want to say this morning, not my garbled interpretation of them. But it's that place of intimacy where we just stop and spend time with him and listen. Then we understand him and we understand his ways a little more. And when he says go, we're ready to go. And we go the right way, the right place, rather than rushing into the things that we think are good ideas. So that was just an encouragement this morning that whatever you're going through, I said this week has been like a roller coaster. It was great having Scott here, brilliant, encouraging, challenging. But all the other emotions this week, it's been absolutely draining. But God is God, you know, and there's nowhere we can go from his presence. Why would we want to? Why would we want to? Unless we're listening to the enemy who says, oh no, you've done that and you shouldn't have done that. You need to run and hide. That's where that comes from, isn't it? You've been bad. You need to run and hide. You can't face up to what you've done. God says, come as you are. He knew before he even made us that we would do that. And Jesus died on the cross so that we could be forgiven for that thing that we haven't done yet. And we could just come back and say, Lord, I'm sorry. And he's right there with us, still thinking about us, just waiting for us to come back. Lord, we want to come back this morning. Father, whatever we've been through this week, we just say thank you for making us part of your family. Those who aren't here this morning, Father, we thank you that they're part of your family as well. And whatever circumstances they're in, we say this morning, Lord, help them to come back to you. Help them to see the truth. Whatever the situation is, help them to see your truth and not the enemy's lies. Help them to enjoy your presence this morning. Bind us together, Father, as your family. Could you put a picture of that bride again, Iola? Thank you for that. Whatever's happening, whatever's going on in our relationships, one day Jesus is coming back for his bride. And he's only marrying one bride. And one day we're all going to be one, as we should be. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. I think that would be a good point to have communion. I shall grab a microphone.